From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A powerful and impactful nor'easter will be building into our region late today and this evening, with its effects likely to persist in one way or another through much of the day on Friday. With the exception of an increasing southeasterly breeze and a rising chance of showers in the western St. Lawrence Valley, this afternoon's weather will be of relatively low impact and temperatures will run a bit above average. Beginning tonight, a variety of hazards will unfold. The list is unlikely to include any major impact related to snow, although the higher summits might see some light accumulation. There is also unlikely to be any major or widespread river flooding, as the pre-existing river levels are quite low. Nonetheless, some minor flooding of smaller brooks and streams will be possible. Even so, travel will become difficult and considerably slower. A steady and wind-driven rain, heavy at times, will reduce visibility. Ponding of water on roads will be common and will be compounded by storm drains getting clogged by falling leaves. Rain-soaked mats of fallen leaves on roadways can also create traction problems, suggesting the need for increased stopping distance and for rounding curves more slowly. And last on the laundry list of potential hazards comes the risk of power outages due to gusty winds. On the current weather map, one area of low pressure now spins over northern Lake Huron, powered by a vigorous upper-level system. Another low, entraining subtropical moisture, is moving northward toward Washington, D.C. A merger of these two lows is still expected to occur near New York City tonight, with the overall energy becoming focused within the coastal low as it rapidly intensifies and moves northward, attaining a central pressure of about 975 millibars. The biggest change relative to previous forecasts relates to a somewhat more western track of this consolidated low, as it now appears likely to remain inland from the coast while tracking northward through New Hampshire and into Maine. There has also been a continued trend toward delaying the onset of precipitation, but the flip side of this is that the heavier precipitation is now expected to last through the day tomorrow and at least across northern sections into tomorrow night. Through midday on Friday, overall rain amounts will generally total between 2 and 3 inches, but with locally higher amounts possible. Periods of heavy rainfall will set in tonight. It will be cold for the season, as well as quite windy tomorrow. In addition to the rainfall, showers should become more scattered as they retreat into the mountains on Friday. It will remain slightly less cool at that time, but also blustery. Temperatures will then begin to moderate over the weekend. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, sun filtering through increasing high clouds north and east of Interstate 89, increasing clouds south and west with the chance of late-day showers, except a rising chance this afternoon in the western St. Lawrence Valley. Highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. Tonight, rain likely, heavy at times, lows in the low to mid-40s north and mid to upper 40s in the south, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 35 in the south, becoming northeast late. Thursday, rain likely and heavy at times, rain mixing with snow over the high summits of the Adirondacks, Greens, and White Mountains, highs mainly in the mid-40s to around 50, north to northwest winds gusting to 40 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, steady rain tapering to showers during the evening south and after midnight in the north, light snow accumulation possible over the mountain summits, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s, northwest winds gusting to 35, and on Friday, morning showers likely north, chance south, all retreating into the mountains while tapering off and continuing to mix with snow over the summits, highs from the mid-40s to around 50, except low to mid-50s in the Connecticut Valley and in the Broad Valleys west. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.